Welcome to 180view.net. Please spread the word and remember to check back regularly for new material. You know, this episode is a classic illustration of being in the wrong room discussing the wrong question. Case number one, Vladimir Putin. So the question is, how would he respond to actions taken by America or NATO? To find the answer, start by ignoring all those educated elites sitting around some table deep in the bowels of the White House, as they are in the wrong room discussing the wrong points. There's a reason these individuals didn't pursue a STEM field. Critical thinking isn't their gig. In this case, the master question isn't, where is Russia currently housing blah blah, or how many rockets does Russia have here? The question is, what does Putin value most in life? The answer? One, for his remains to be housed in one casket. Two, to keep all the shit he has stolen from his people, and three, to remain king for life. By looking at what Vlad values, it's obvious what actions he wouldn't take. Case number two, would Xi go to war over Taiwan? The answer, no. Why? Number one, he needs the West to buy China's stuff. Number two, their economy is iffy and the youth are not overly impressed as unemployment is high. Number three, the one-child policy that was in place for decades, do you think Xi is going to send everyone's only child to die just to support a small penis issue? The citizens would be out in the streets en masse. You know, to find the right answer to a question, one must first be in the right room assessing the right question. Lastly, I will challenge the educated elite's belief that dictators have an inherent advantage over leaders in the West. Now, while every case is unique, in numerous cases, those individuals who wish to be, quote, king for life, exited stage left courtesy of either a middle-of-the-night airline flight or multiple caskets. So, what do dictators fear most? An uprising at home. Want to win a war involving a dictator? The target isn't their soldiers in your territory. It's their citizens in their country. Motivate them to take to the streets. I believe this episode perfectly illustrates why the amount of time one spent sitting in a classroom is, in and of itself, meaningless. By the way, if you haven't listened to the episode, Experience versus Game, do so now. Thank you for visiting 180view.net. Spread the word and remember to check back regularly for new material.